Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday, Bill. Welcome to a Friday.
You have proof of this, right? You're not just guessing.
Are you having a situation over there?
I was going to have a Starburst, and then I decided this would be a bad time to have a Starburst.
Like you were just going to place it in your mouth?
Yeah. But this would be a horrible time. I mean, there are times for Starbursts, and there are times to not have a Starburst. And at the beginning of the show, bad timing. Bad timing.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have in the past discussed the highest paid actor, not just of this year, but of all time. And it always kind of stymies us.
I have never used that word.
The highest paid actor of all time is not stymie, although he deserved it. He was a great actor.
Who's stymie?
From Little Rascals. Oh, remember stymie?
How great old are you? Sometimes I think you're at one end of this age spectrum, and at other times I think you're... You've already moved on.
I have the ability to float back and forth between being 12 and 83. That's my range, 12 and 83. Stymie was a great actor, Wendy. That you can't even debate that. But the
did
highest...
he talk like this? I know that was Froggy, but didn't Stymie have a weird voice too?
Stymie.
But did all the little kids smoke back then? Because they all had like
back
really rough voices.
Little kids, it was commonplace to smoke. So. Yeah, you had a lot of raspy voice kids.
Weren't they raspy, though?
Well, the kid who was Froggy...
That's obviously...
Something had to be wrong with him, right? You don't talk like this normally. Why was he talking like that? Something had to be screwed up in his vocal cords.
I think he did it, like you just did. I don't think that was his real voice.
No, it was.
Said who?
He used to be on, he'd show up on shows.
Yeah, but who wants to hear him saying any other, or sounding any other way?
Yeah, I guess. The highest paid actor of all time, of course.
Is it The Rock?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the highest paid actor of all time. Forbes has put out their list of the highest paid actresses just of this year. Of 2017 into 2018.
I know who it is.
Do you know?
Well, I'm going to guess.
Go ahead.
If the highest paid male actor is The Rock.
Yeah.
I think the highest paid female actor would be Emma Stone.
Oh, that's brilliant. It is not Emma Stone, but your reasoning is brilliant.
Thank you. I was good at logic class.
Emma Stone, I think, was number 5.
Oh, she is definitely up there, though, right?
Number 6, maybe? She was the number one actress last year. In 2017, Emma Stone made $26 million. But it says here she did not make the cut. Now, I don't know if that means the top 5 or the top 10, because I'll go through them with you. But she, I don't know why the drop-off for Emma Stone. The only movie I think I saw her in this year...
La La Land?
No, that was two years ago.
Sorry.
So, obviously, she made a lot of movie for La La Land, and she was in one or two other movies that year. I think the only thing I saw her in was the movie that she played Billie Jean King in.
Oh, yeah, with Carell?
Yeah, he was Bobby Riggs.
Was that good, by the way?
It was all right. Yeah.
Just all
good.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to
good.
Love it.
The tennis scene seemed unrealistic to me.
And you're a tennis player.
I'm a tennis player, but I think they were going a little soft on the tennis scenes. They were just... I don't know. It didn't seem like it was full speed. But that, people wouldn't have not seen the movie for that. But Emma Stone, nowhere near as high money-wise as she was a year ago. The number one actress in all the land, Wendy, is the fetching Miss Scarlett Johansson. She's your top moneymaker for the ladies. $40.5 million in pre-tax earnings from June of 2017 to June of 2018. Scarlett Johansson took home... Well, she didn't take home. She got paid $40.5 million.
All right. Well, obviously, and I don't mean any offense, and I really don't, but they're not going by talent. They're going by draw.
Marketability.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I think the fact that she's in so many of the Marvel movies, I think that's what does it. Because she's really the marquee, like, of the main superheroes. She plays Black Widow for the Marvel Universe. So all the rest are guys, and they're all making great money. So, and she should, you know, she should certainly be making what they're making. So I think that's what catapults her into the top spot. I'm pretty sure. She's 33 years old. It says Johansson's earnings came from her lucrative role, like what we just said, superhero Black Widow in the Marvel's Avengers series. The 33-year-old also starred in the movie Rough Night and voiced a character in Isle of Dogs. That's why she made $40.5 million, those three movies.
So she's working a lot, too.
Yeah.
And she just stopped. She was supposed to be in a movie, right?
Yeah.
Is that over and done with? Because it was supposed to be a transgender role.
And people didn't accept her.
She got
her.
Backlash.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She bailed out of that movie?
Yes. She will not be in that.
She could add $41
million. Oh, probably more.
Yeah.
I got to think more. In second place for your highest paid actresses, Angelina Jolie. She made $28 million last year.
What was she in?
Well, most of it is for a movie that has not come out yet. It's a movie called Maleficent 2, the sequel to Maleficent from a couple of years ago. So she got money in advance for that upfront money. So that's what catapulted her into the number two spot. Now, number three is a surprise. I would not have seen this coming. Jennifer Aniston was the number three highest paid movie actress.
I don't know what it is, but I love her.
I like her a lot, too.
Oh, I love her. I don't just like her a lot.
But I can't remember the last time I saw her in a movie. Like, every year she's
in... With Greg Kinnear.
What was she in with Greg Kinnear?
Wasn't she in something with him?
Was she?
I was just watching Office Space, and she's in that, which I forgot.
So good in that. She earned the third place plateau, $19.5 million. Mostly it says due to endorsement deals.
Right, that's what I was going to say. Now, I don't think she's still with, is it Living Proof? It's a hair care product, which I just recently tried, and I loved it. And then the second time I used it, it really dried my hair out.
Oh, it did. So it's only good for one use.
I think so. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just pH balance not made for my hair.
No.
But she was a spokesperson and endorser for Living Proof forever. And I thought I read somewhere that she's not doing it anymore.
It says she still does deals for Smartwater, for Aveeno, for Emirates Airlines. I do see her in ads all the time, but I wouldn't think just ads would put her. I mean, the first two women that I mentioned... Angelina Jolie and Scarlett Johansson, the bulk of their money comes from making films. Jennifer Aniston's making tons of money just from doing commercials. That's strange. But I would think Sofia Vergara would be up there for that, too. I see her in ads for stuff all
with
the time.
With her son.
Yeah.
For
her
shampoo.
Son shows
also,
up. Yeah.
All these actresses and their shampoo. It appears that Unilever bought Living Proof, so Jennifer Aniston is out. She was an investor and a spokesperson.
Oh.
Which is weird if she's also doing, Aveeno, you said, which is skincare.
Yeah, it's different, right? Yeah. It says that they're expecting Jennifer Aniston to rank even higher next year because she'll have a starring role in a television series with Reese Witherspoon. But I don't know anything about that. I don't know what that is. Jennifer Lawrence, who would have been my guess for the number one spot this year.
Really?
Yeah, that would have been my guess. She landed in fourth place. She made $18 million.
Poor baby.
Yeah, rough year. Very rough year.
I love her, too.
She's great. Reese Witherspoon was number five. She made $16.5 million.
I'm not a fan.
You don't like Reese Witherspoon?
I could take her or leave her. Legally Blonde was cute.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She doesn't do it for you?
No.
Reese Witherspoon.
I base this all on wanting to hang out with them. Like, again,
not their acting ability, but more hangout ability?
Well, like Oprah, I said, I love her, and she would like me a lot if she met me.
I don't know.
And Jennifer Aniston, I love for that reason, and Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
What
about Jennifer Garner? If all your friends are going to be named Jennifer.
I don't like her.
You don't like Jennifer Garner?
No. She does nothing for me.
Oh. That's hurtful.
What do you care?
I love Jennifer Garner. I'm insane.
Well, I love Jennifer Aniston and Jennifer Lawrence.
I guess everyone should have one or maybe two Jennifers just in case, right?
I have two Jennifers that I'm in love with, so I can share one with you.
All right.
You don't love Jennifer Aniston?
I do, but if somebody said... you can only have one. If they ever enact the one Jennifer law, I'm hoping that never happens.
You'd take Garner?
I would. And
Jennifer,
I feel bad she's been through the ringer. I mean,
what
she
ringer?
Wanted so bad the Ben Affleck ringer. He's put her through the ringer.
He is not
I
a
bet
prize.
She I know for a fact, Wendy, that she cries herself to sleep some nights. And I don't want her to have to go through that. So part of my love for her is me just reaching out, saying, hey, it's going to be okay, pal. You'll be all right.
Jennifer Aniston is adorable. She seems super likable. I mean, really, on Friends, didn't everybody in the world fall in love with her?
Yeah. Yep.
She's the best. And she started out on a soap opera, right?
No, her dad, I think, was on soap operas.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
John Aniston. Mila Kunis, number six.
I love her.
$16 million.
Can I
ask you something just between you and me?
Yeah.
This goes no further. This is between you and me and nothing else. She does these commercials for Jim Beam.
I love those commercials.
But there's some lesbierotica going on there,
no,
right?
There is not.
You don't think there is? Just a little bit.
There's no other woman there.
Except for the other woman who's in the commercial. The woman comes into a bar.
Oh, I'm thinking, I haven't seen this commercial. I just saw her walking amongst the barrels.
Oh, no, that one, there's no...
I love that.
There's nothing lesbian going on there.
It makes me
want
to just drink Jim Beam.
That's what they want.
I bet it's going to work.
Next time I have whiskey. So in this other commercial, the one that I'm telling you...
All right, Ryan Burroughs here. You know what
Ryan,
he's speaking of.
I need you to be the arbitrator on this, all right?
Yeah, I know where you're getting at.
It's a Jim Beam commercial.
Mm-hmm.
So a very attractive woman comes into a bar, and she's all by herself, and she sits down, and then Mila Kunis kind of makes some eye contact with her and says something about...
Well, the bartender throws the coaster, which is a Jim Beam coaster,
right,
in front of her, and she says...
It's not just a coaster.
It's an invitation.
It's an invitation.
And then she turns to the bartender and orders...
A Jim Beam.
Well, Jim Beam.
And then she turns back and Mila Kunis is gone.
Like she wants to say thank you or something,
right,
and Mila Kunis is gone.
And she's gone. Wendy,
you know,
I'm telling
men
you.
Men are just...
I think, to be honest with you, I get what you're saying. I think it's actually a commercial that's driven toward women. I think that the goal is to get women to drink Jim Beam.
It's for women to drink Jim Beam and to be okay to go to a bar alone, even though you might be feeling apprehensive.
Right.
So, I haven't seen the commercial, but I think I'm going to try and look
steamy.
For it.
It's very
steamy. But you go the complete, like, oh my God, there are two women and they're having a drink together. That doesn't mean there's a hookup.
No, but I think that that's what they're saying is if
the wispy voices
in
both of them.
If this played out just a few minutes longer.
You, bonga, in your bonga, dreams.
Bonga. I'm telling
what?
You, bonga, bonga, bonga. That's what they're inferring. Now, you don't get to see it because it's just a 30-second commercial, but if that thing was 32 seconds, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Right?
They don't show, well, actually, what happens is Mila Kunis' car is getting towed. That's why she disappears.
She runs out.
Come back!
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. That makes it even different.
I got to find this commercial and watch it during the commercial break.
You need to watch it.
Jumping to lesbian addict conclusions.
I'm not. I'm telling you, that's what there's undertones of it. It's not blatant, which makes it even better. They're not hitting you over the head with it. They're just going, here's something. Watch that. Watch what goes on here.
I don't see. That's just such a sexist thing to say.
Mm-mm.
Clearly, they hired her for this role for something.
Right.
Right. I mean, she's. I mean, even when she's walking through the barrels, it's like she's oozing
sexuality.
Yeah, that's how she is.
Lesbian?
No, it's not. It's just now
that
you take
one's not
because
it's just one girl. But you got these two girls just kind of making eyes at each other. You got to see it.
Women check other women out because we look at, oh, my God, I like that blouse. That's a pretty nail color polish.
That's not what's going on here.
I got to find it.
There's no blouse loving. There's no nail polish admiration.
There's coaster loving.
There's some coaster loving. There's definitely coaster loving. But you could see they're going, ah, look what we have here, fellas.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Well, you'll get a woman's point of view when I can watch it during the commercial break.
If this were you,
what I Googled.
What?
Mila Kunis, other woman, Jim Beam commercial.
Did he show up?
I think so.
Yeah? All right.
Taking a seat at the bar, a woman is greeted by Mila. Yeah, the first thing that pops up.
Not the first thing, Wendy.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, Jasmine just handed in her resignation. Our producer just handed it in. I've never seen that before. All right, we'll take a quick break. Ryan's got the news and the more show.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I should be, but I'm not. Isn't that weird? More after this is WGN.
All right. Bill Leff was talking about the Jim Beam television commercial featuring Mila Kunis and another woman in a bun. She has a bun.
That's what you noticed. The whole time you were watching
this. Businesswoman.
Yes, I bet she is.
I watched it, and Bill thinks there's some woman-to-woman undertones in this. I'm going to watch it again. We're going to do some news. We'll play it for the listeners, and then we'll discuss amongst each other.
That seems right.
Brother.
Yes. Brian, one of my best friends' name is Aaron. His first name is Aaron, and his last name is Watershow, and this is a very confusing time for him.
I can imagine.
This is the worst week of his year every year.
Stop eating candy during the commercial breaks, will you?
You're eating candy.
Yeah, but it affects you way differently.
No, it doesn't.
It does. More impish. Bill brought up the Jim Beam television commercial featuring Mila Kunis, and I think it's really effective because she's walking through, the first one I saw was she's walking through the barrels.
Right.
And, you know, great shoes. She had nice boots on and she looked nice. And
that's
like,
how they all look, by the way, when you go to the
everyone
distilleries.
Everyone works there.
Oh, yeah, the distilleries,
nicely,
absolutely.
I've been
down to Wild Turkey.
A classy woman can drink whiskey. What's wrong with that?
Right.
So I was like, okay, maybe I should, I do like old fashions.
Mm-hmm.
And Manhattans, which involve whiskey, maybe I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a new one that I haven't seen yet. It's called An Invitation.
Oh, interesting title.
Well, that's in it.
Well,
do you want to say what you think?
I maintain that in this commercial, there's a lot of lesbian erotic undertones in the commercial. You have not one, but two very attractive women. It's called The Invitation because what you're getting there is, hey, let's drink it up together and see where the evening takes us, you know? So, play the audio. And here's what you can't see when you're hearing the audio is there's a lot of,
eye contact going on.
Yeah. You noticed that too, right?
Well, yes. Listen to it and then we will break it down.
Right.
Here it is. It's called An Invitation, Jim Beam TV commercial featuring Mila Kunis. Oh, crap. Hang on a second.
All right.
And, you know, you say they're two very attractive people. You don't have to be, you know, attractive to be in a bar, but...
This is not a sports bar.
I believe that to be true.
Well, just the way you said it, it's like,
well, but
there's two really hot girls.
But they went out of their way to make two very attractive women interact here. But I know for a fact that you don't have to be attractive to be in a bar.
All right.
Believe me, I know
that.
Here
we go. Take two.
It's not just a coaster, you know. It's an invitation. Jim Beam on the rocks.
All right.
What?
She walks in, this girl with a bun.
Yep.
And the bartender does what almost every bartender ever does. He throws a coaster in front of her.
Right.
Like, which is just a common way of saying, what'll you have?
Right.
And then just the bun lady looks down and the coaster says Jim Beam on it.
Yeah.
And that's when, Mila Kunis looks over and says, it's not just a coaster. It's an invitation.
Yes.
Meaning, try the Jim Beam.
And
what you?
I'm actually, after listening to it versus seeing it, I'm actually kind of leaning toward to Bill's theory a little bit.
Yep.
Just because of the tone of voice.
This is the Brokeback Mountain of commercials for women's alcohol.
Brokeback Barrel.
No, I think it is brilliant though, because it appears to be catering to women in that, hey, you're a woman, you should be drinking this as well. But I think from Bill's perspective, also kind of catering to men.
This will sell more Jim Beam to men than it will for women.
I don't know.
And they can't lose.
They can lose.
Because whoever sees this, it works on so many different levels. And really, the key to any good commercial or any good ad campaign is exactly
sales.
This. Is sales and making it work on. And it's one of those rare instances where you got a controversial commercial where I knew right away, I'm like, wow, who's behind this? Jim Beam. Like a lot of times during Super Bowl ads, you see it and you go, I don't know, who's that for? Is that Black and Decker? Winchell's Donuts? I don't know whose commercial this is. It's Jim Beam.
All right. Well, here's what the YouTube description is. Taking a seat at the bar, a woman is greeted by Mila Kunis a few chairs down, who tells her the Jim Beam coaster in front of her is actually an invitation.
Yeah.
This prompts the woman to order Jim Beam on the rocks, but when she looks back, Mila has mysteriously vanished. The bourbon has apparently been making history since 1795 and invites you to make your own.
That's one of the invitations. The other one is you, me, you, me, you, me. That's what's going on there. You see, you. I know you see it.
No, I can't see it. I'll just tell you right now. When I walk into a bar by myself, I don't love it unless it's a regular place, which I don't really have a regular place anymore. Years ago, yes. But now if I'm meeting friends or something and I go in there by myself, I don't know. I feel kind of weird going to the bar by myself. So if I saw a woman sitting there, I'd be like, oh, hey, I probably wouldn't talk to her. But if she started talking to me and was making eyes at me.
But that's the thing is there's not just conversation. There is conversation. There's no doubt about that. But they go out of the way. There's like that weird kind
of nonverbal communication.
Yeah. Like they make eye contact and one of them turns away. Then there's more eye contact and the other one turns away.
They are treating it like if you looked at a member of the opposite sex at a bar, like you kind of look, but then you're like, I don't mean to be looking at you. But then you look back again.
And the key is, too, the woman with the bun doesn't come in with a guy. It's not like, you know, she's with a group of people and then Mila says, hey, by the way.
Right.
You know, she's there by herself.
Right.
She might be meeting a guy. She might be meeting friends. It's like,
I think we've been way overthinking this.
Either way,
why is Meg from Family Guy telling her to drink bourbon? I don't understand.
What happened there? I don't understand that either.
I just know I wanted Jim Beam on the rocks.
Yeah, so it worked for
you. It did work.
It worked for you. For slugs like Ryan and myself, we see this. I just
want to go hang out at a bar now. I want to start collecting coasters.
Jasmine, what about you? Did it make you want to have a Jim Beam on the rocks?
No. It was too much. She was doing too much for me.
But you, wait, too much in what way? What do you mean by that?
Coming on to the girl?
It's an invitation. Like, it was too much.
But you see the eroticism that I claim is there. You see it, right?
I saw it. Okay. It was just
saw it.
Yeah.
Witness.
You'd be hard pressed.
Bill Leff, eroticism detector. Jasmine, you saw the eroticism I was witnessing. Good God, what has happened to you?
I put it at a level 8. I would say the eroticism level 8 on that one.
Bill Leff, erotic guy.
Yep. That's right. That's right. So Mila Kunis, Wendy, as it turns out.
I love her.
Is number 6.
I'd take her invitation.
I forgot this was the conversation. Right.
This should really be
called the tangent hour. Because really, our whole career is pretty much that.
I know. Yes, for those of you who have just joined us for whatever reason, the Forbes has put out the list of the top 10 money-making actresses of the year. Scarlett Johansson, number 1. Number 6 was Mila Kunis from the Jim Beam ads. And she did a couple of movies this year, right?
She's in
Didn't she do The Bad Moms?
Yeah, and there's another one she's in, too.
Something else. That very recently.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. I can't remember what it is.
Not as memorable as it should be, unfortunately. Number 7, here's an actress who makes the list every year, Julia Roberts. Now, why isn't Oprah on this list? Is it because
she did that? She did the movie. What was the movie that they did with
what
her?
What Dreams May Come? Is that what it's called?
I just thought it was erotic. Really good.
I didn't think it was, Wendy. I was the only
one. The one with Mindy and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, right. Reese and Mindy. I don't remember what it was called.
I don't remember, but we saw it at theater.
It was based on a kid's story, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty deep, though.
So Julie Roberts made only $13 million this year. Not a good year by Julie Roberts.
That's not
standards.
That much. I mean, with Scarlett Johansson? What's the difference?
Scarlett Johansson was in the 40s, right?
That's a big difference.
$40.5 million.
And she's in Marvel movies?
Yeah. That's where she's making the bulk of her from playing Black Widow. All right, so after Julia Roberts, you've got Cate Blanchett in number 8 at $12.5 million.
A fine actress, finally, on the list.
Great? Well, all of these
are okay.
Every actress has their strengths, but if you like, it never goes according to the most talented is never going to be the biggest moneymaker, right?
Tell me about it.
Yet, right?
I would love someday, because Ryan, The Rock is the number 1 men's actor. Mm-hmm. You could probably, it might take you a while, but you could probably find a better thespian than him, right?
But draw and box office success.
And just how many things he's in. He's doing 3 movies a year now.
And commercials to beat the band.
And the TV show Ballers. So he's in all that stuff. So he's going to make a lot of money. Cate Blanchett, number 8, $12.5 million. Number 9, Melissa McCarthy at $12 million.
Really? She's been catapulted up there.
Yeah. Yep. And then number 10, Gal Gadot, $10 million. She is the only newcomer on the list. Emma Stone, not on the list at all.
All right. That's weird. And Gal Gadot will be moved up slowly so but surely too. She'll be one of the top ones.
Well, was Reese Witherspoon on there or no?
Reese Witherspoon was number 5 or 6.
Okay. A Wrinkle in Time, by the way, was the movie they were in.
What did I say? But Dreams May Come? Yeah. Oh, that's a totally different movie.
Was it erotic?
I didn't think it was, Wendy. And I saw it with Oprah. She has erotic movie night, and she invited me to see that. And then I said, Oprah, this wasn't even a little bit erotic. And Stedman's like, just if Oprah says it's erotic. So that's where that stood. I'm trying to think. The only name that I figured would be on this list that isn't, other than Emma Stone, because she you're number 1 year, and you're not even in the top 10 the next year. That's quite a drop off. I thought Sofia Vergara, just by virtue of how much she makes for her TV role and for all the endorsements, I was sure she would have been on there.
I'm not a fan.
You don't like Sofia Vergara?
I mean, a little of her goes a long way. I know that's supposed to happen on Modern Family.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It doesn't work, though, for you? I don't know who else could have played Gloria as well as her on Modern Family. I don't know who else could have pulled that off.
Charo, but she's too old.
Charo would have been an interesting... I had not thought about that, but I bet Charo would have done a great job with that.
It works on that show, and I know there's over-exaggerations all over the place, but it's just... I love it, you know, the one episode, the reruns are on all the time, so you can see it whenever you want, and it's like... You know, Jay's fighting with the neighbor, and it's like... And when did you get a parrot? And it was Gloria's talking.
Oh, that's funny.
Jay.
Funny.
It gets to me.
Her voice is very distinctive. I could see where people
gets a little
would find
annoying.
It.
Yeah. Grating.
I can see it. But she's very funny. You know, I just think maybe because of... Maybe because of her accent, she may not get...
Do you mean her accent's up here?
No. No, you're reading it way too much into it.
Because the way he goes, maybe because of her...
No, her
accent...
How
shall I say?
No, just because she's gonna have to play Latina Bombshells.
Right.
Which was my dancer name for a while.
How'd that go for you? Were you erotic?
I like to think I was. Now, some of the customer comments said otherwise, but I like to think I was. All right. Speaking of movies, we don't have too much time for this. There's a clip for a movie. You know, one of the trailers or coming attractions. They love when it gets attention. You know, when you put out a movie, you want your trailer to get all kinds of attention. Now, you tell me if you think this is good for the movie or bad for the movie. There's a movie coming out called The Nun. The trailer for The Nun has been deemed so frightening that YouTube and other similar sites have banned it because they say it's too scary. We don't want to show it anymore. Too many people are complaining that it's too scary.
Haven't we seen it on TV? Am I imagining things?
I've seen it on the internet. I don't know if I've seen it on TV. Is it the one where... They're like, I'm guessing this takes place under a church because it has kind of a catacomby look to it. Is that a word even, catacomby?
It is today.
It is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. So it looks like this is in like the basement of an old church.
Okay.
There's a nun going through these tunnels.
Armed with a ruler?
She does not have a ruler.
I can't watch it. There's a jump scare warning. I can't.
Yes, there is.
I can't watch those.
Yes, there is.
They have jump scare warnings?
Yeah, thank God.
Really? Wow.
All right. So what you're seeing in the original clip is it's a younger nun and she's going through these tunnels and then you see behind her another nun materializes, but you can't all you can make out is kind of the shape of the habit. And the younger nun is looking like she's looking for something in the catacombs. And this other nun is getting closer and closer. So you, the experienced film goer, say to yourself, at some point, that scary old nun behind her is going to attack the younger nun looking for something. And so you're keeping your eye on that. And then while you're watching it, this other like beastly nun comes out of nowhere.
Like a worse one?
Yeah, like a way worse one. And just goes like, nah, 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 like that, and just like attacks the younger nun
and eats her.
I don't know if she eats her or not. They don't show that part because you're at that point, you're so terrified because you didn't see that. You're all your focus was on the old one and back, and then
you didn't even think a new nun would be introduced.
No.
Well, this movie sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a funny movie.
I can't see scary movies like that. I mean, I guess that's the thrill of taking like an amusement park ride, a roller coaster or something. It's that thrill, and you know you're going to be okay when it's all over
with. Right, sure.
But wasn't there some movie that was out when we were younger, and it's like they kept saying people were having heart attacks watching
seizures,
it.
Right? Death. People have seizures.
Was it Faces of Death?
I don't know. It sounds familiar, both of these.
There have been a series of movies over the years where people have had bad reactions to what they're seeing. You know,
and there are warnings if you have a heart condition.
Right.
Same with rides. If you have epilepsy, sure. The light flashing sometimes can bring on a seizure. Mm.
Wasn't there just a scene in Incredibles 2?
Yeah.
That they said people with epilepsy were having bad reactions.
I saw the movie, and yeah, I could see in that scene. I mean, it's this incredible strobe effect they've got going on where there's a battle in this enclosed area, and it's you know, it's like checkerboards flashing in front of your eyes for probably a good 20 seconds. It's crazy.
There were people who had an adverse reaction.
I could imagine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, all right, so what I was wondering as I read about these bannings, you know, YouTube saying, because YouTube rarely does that unless it's something so blatant and... So they say, no, we can't show it anymore. People are calling and complaining, and they don't want to see it. I think if you're the filmmakers and you get that going on, that kind of publicity,
sure.
They love it.
Best thing for you.
It's got to be, right? What could be better than...
Well, you know, there was a lot of controversy about the Slender Man movie that came out after everything that happened up in Wisconsin. Now, they say the movie makers say that, you know, it has nothing to do with that. This is telling a story of Slender Man, not what happened up there. Although
there's
kind of a similar storyline in that these kids get drawn in by this man.
Right.
You know, and they did not show the movie.
Wait.
I just watched it. I'm sorry.
They did not show the movie in the Milwaukee area.
Oh, they did.
The Marcus Theaters there said, you know what? We're not going to do it out of respect for the family.
Wow.
We're not going to do that. So I, from that perspective, I wonder if that helps or hurts them. Obviously not showing it in the theater, but, you know, the tie to the news story is kind of interesting.
Wendy, you just watched it. Be honest. It makes you jump a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And you knew what was coming because
I told
you. I knew
what was coming and the sound is down. And I still,
oh,
it was
even
like,
scarier.
It's still pretty freaky.
Yeah.
But YouTube still has it up. You can just go to the Nun official teaser trailer in HD.
Yeah.
And there are 17,227 views.
All right. So most movies don't get anywhere near that many, but now that people know, wow, it's been banned.
Sure.
I got to get in on it. Now watch the one with the same nun where Mila Kunis.
Invites her.
right.
To the queue.
It's not just an invitation, or it is an invitation.
Yeah.
Make it a habit.
Oh!
We should do that.
We should go off on a high note there.
Rudy.
All right, we do go off on tangents, and I think we should call this bonus hour Tangential.
Was Jessica Chastain on that list, by the way?
She was another name
that I was thinking of. That
Ryan,
I don't know what she's been in lately.
She's been in a couple movies this year.
What has she been in recently?
I just did a search. She's in Molly's Game. I guess that was 2017, though. But for some reason, I feel like I remember her doing a media circuit a little while ago.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She's pretty good. She's really good, isn't she?
Yeah. Jessica Chastain? I like her a lot. Yep. And a TV, was she in the, oh no, The Last True Detective would have been more than a year ago, so that wouldn't have counted.
That was really scary, and again, no sound, knew it was coming, so, and I was just listening
and
to you and Ryan
scary.
Talk, and it was still...
Well,
I,
there's another one they have that's just like 4 or 5 seconds long of a nun just kind of looking right at the screen, and she starts out fairly normal and then becomes kind of beastly looking, and that's just a really quick hit one. And that one's really scary.
Well, you went to a Catholic school, so you're going to have... Seriously, you were afraid of them to begin with.
Yes.
Imagine an evil one.
Oh, these evil ones are not as evil as the ones I had teaching me.
Don't say that.
They had really way, way, way worse ones. Way, way worse.
And the movie The Ring really scared me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It was scary.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be that scary. And there's something, isn't that the movie where a telephone rings and you answer it, and there's a call? I don't want to give too much away. I'm pretty sure it was that movie because this is when we just got cell phones and Jimmy Mack and I went out on our deck after the movie and all of a sudden my cell phone rang. And I don't know how he did it and I just like, What? And I freaked out. And what he did is before we went outside, he set it up. So all he had to do was hit, you know, send. But it was like, he's like, oh, that's really freaky. I'm like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, my phone rings, and we just look at each other, and I'm like, oh, my God. And he did it.
It's the art of scary movies. I mean, there's really, I mean, you're not telling a story. You're creating a moment.
Oh, yeah.
That is it.
You know, I mean, it's just moment after moment, and then it's something that you take with, you know, I mean, you just continue to think about that moment even well after the movie's over.
Did you have movies that you had nightmares about for quite some time?
Well, anything with Kevin Hart in it, Wendy, you know, that's...
He's running the Chicago Marathon. You guys going to have him on?
No.
I'll get him in here.
Don't.
I'll get him in
please
here.
Please don't.
Please do. That would be the best radio ever in the world.
It would be.
Jasmine, you don't do it because he'll be so mad at you. But if Ryan happens
if Ryan
to bring him
it,
by...
Yeah, bring him
or
by.
Or Dane yeah. brings him by. Oh, yeah. My God, that would be the best radio ever.
That would be fun.
Especially when I pull up all the old audio.
There's only 100 clips of me saying I don't like them.
Candyman scared me a lot,
Candyman
and I don't
scary.
Know why.
That was filmed here, right?
Yeah.
That was the old, was it Robert Taylor Homes? I think is where they filmed.
Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was scary to me.
Yeah. But for just pure jump scenes, like you said, there was a warning because this nun makes you, it comes out of nowhere. The two that come to mind immediately, and I won't even tell you where in the movie they are, but there's one in Jaws. There's a great jump scene in Jaws.
Yeah, that's great.
And then the movie Carrie has one, too.
Carrie's a great movie.
Yeah.
It really, and rewatching it a year or so ago, it still totally holds up.
Oh, beautifully. Although the remake doesn't hold up.
No,
they just made the remake 2 years ago. But that one, for some reason, doesn't hold up.
Here's an idea. When you have a good movie, why do you need
don't
to
remake
did
it.
They do a remake of The Exorcist?
There's
they've
money
done,
to be made, though. That's why they do it.
Other versions of The Exorcist, but not the same original storyline. But there have been other Exorcist movies.
Like, who's the guy who did the frame-for-frame recreation of Psycho?
Gus Van Sant.
Okay, I saw it. It was great because it was just Hitchcock's movie. And I don't know why that need to happen. Was that just...
It was just an experiment, kind of. That's with Vince Vaughn. He played Norman
Bates.
Yeah,
it's good. It's really good. It's
but you didn't need to.
It didn't need to be
you're
made.
You're not going to be better than Hitchcock.
Right.
That's never going to happen.
Sure.
So, Ryan, thanks for hanging out.
Thanks,
greatly
for having
appreciate
me.
It. Yep. We'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, Bill Leff, eroticist.
What a show. I'm not an eroticist. Can you be an eroticist? Is that a job? I'm going to apply for that job. I don't think I'll get it. I'll use you guys as references, though.
All right.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you have a tremendous weekend. We're back again on Monday with more adventures. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.